You've reached Idaho Scientific West. Enter 1 for Ron, 2 for Victor, 3.
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron. This is Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Good. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So I know we're working on your approval here for the working capital program. And I just had a couple of questions. Now, it looks like there's 50-50 ownership under the business.
No.
Oh, there's not.
No, there is not. No. I just checked. I told Gabby this last. It's kind of ironic because I had been running on the premise that it was 50-50, and then I went back and looked at the articles in corporation, and it shows that my name is on 100% of the shares, outstanding doctor's certificates.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. That helps. Perfect. Okay. And what was the ideal amount you were looking for?
I think I sent in a matrix to Gabby with that information. I put together an Excel spreadsheet of what we're using. Let me see if I can go back.
There's some notes here. I just like to verify the information just to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah, well, basically, we have instrumentation that we've already acquired. We want to start marketing it, but before we do, we need to do some R&D on it.
Okay.
And then in addition, we have some custom software that we need to purchase.
Okay.
Which is, it's almost $20,000, but it allows us to write some custom applications to manage instruments and provide control for water districts. So that in itself is probably 12, 24 plus 20, that's 44. And then in addition, we wanted to bring on a marketing person, or not marketing, it's more sales, not marketing, but more sales.
Okay.
To just start running with this and generating, because we need somebody. I can't do it all myself, and our engineers are tied up with their tasks, you know. So
right.
That's kind of what we're looking at.
And this software that you are having made, what is the turnaround on having that created since it's custom?
Well, it's the software is a package. It's you could go look it up. It's called the company is called Inductive Automation. And the acronym for it they call is Ignition.
Okay.
So we get that, but then we have to customize it. That can take anywhere from 1 week to, in this particular thing, we're probably looking at about 3 to 4 weeks of one engineer.
Okay.
Time. Yeah.
Okay. Not too bad.
Yeah, yeah, and we're working on the same software for another customer for a different application, but we've kind of been using his software to do some development. So we've almost got half of it done.
Okay.
So we've still got maybe 2 more weeks left, but legally for us to put it on a server and start offering it as our own, we have to have our own copy.
Okay, perfect. And who will you market this product to when you bring on the salesperson? Who's your target market?
Our target market is basically municipal water agencies, federal government, U.S. Geological Survey, U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, California Department of Water Resources.
Okay.
California State Water Resources Control Board, Imperial Irrigation District. I'd say of our customer base, 85% is either, you know, some type of municipal or government agency or department, academia, and 15% might be other consulting engineers or, you know, private sector.
Okay. And then based off this loan amount, let's just say it's around $50,000, what kind of return do you expect to get on that investment?
Well, if we get that thing out there turned around quickly, I fully expect it within 6 to 8 months to at least get our initial investment back. And, you know, after that, you know, maybe an initial 15 to 20% per year after that.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't want to be too, you know, aggressive. Oh, well, we're going to, you know, we're going to get this out there and we're going to get $200,000 worth of orders. You know, yeah, that would be nice, but I got to be realistic.
Yeah, we just want to make sure, we don't want to lend too much money, so we want to make sure that, you know, it's going to be helpful instead of harmful for the business. Yeah.
Oh, I know, but, you know, and again, I know we haven't even discussed rates yet. I have no idea where I am in the ballpark with this.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's something I'm hoping, you know, Nicole, I'll be honest with you. They've been kind of helpful, but this thing has dragged on and on and on. And I just, you know, they say, oh, well, we can have these things turned around in 24 to 48 hours. Well, no, that's not realistic. These things seem to, I mean, I don't know what it is with us. I mean, I've given the tax returns, I've given balance sheets, I've given profit and loss statements, I've given, you know, understand. Or
yeah, we've actually
go to
had,
our website and look. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've actually had an internal approval for you for a week or so, but I think it's been hard getting a hold of you. But the only adjustments that we have to make, and the reason I wanted to get in touch with you first, is because the notes we had were that there were two owners and that you were 50%, which changes a lot of the programs when we only have one owner of the business. And so I don't want to give you information that's incorrect if there's another owner, but now you're telling me you're 100%, which changes everything. So,
no. Hang on here. I'm just going to verify this again. I'm looking at some articles here. Stock certificates. Okay. So basically, on the stock transfer ledger, says name of stockholder Ronald Nauman, San Diego, became owner in '04, January of '04. Shares were original, and there are 100,000 shares.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. I only have the first page of your tax return. If you look at your tax return, and let me see here, you are a corporation. So on your K-1, which I don't know if you have that around, are you the only one listed on there, or is there anybody else listed on the K-1? Because we will
go look at it. Hang on, see if I can find it.
Okay.
I may have already filed it away. Just a sec.
Okay. Now, while you are looking for that, did they go over this particular program at all with you? Just kind of?
No, not really. Yeah, again, I mean, I know there's some terms and conditions as well as the, you know, the interest rates and everything, and I, you know, I'm sort of running in the dark, and I was hoping that they would disclose that sooner, because I don't want to waste anybody's time if, you know, this is, you know, if this is going to be really, you know, really crazy. I mean, it's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So here's the thing. We offer equipment financing, and we offer unsecured capital. Because it's unsecured, it's going to be a little bit higher. So equipment financing, which you could possibly get the software under, but I don't want to guarantee it. Sometimes we have done software as an equipment finance agreement, which can range from 2 to 5 years. Usually rates start about 4% or so on that program, maybe slightly higher for software just because of the nature of the item itself. It's not tangible. and therefore it's not hard to retrieve as well in the case that somebody were to default. So we could potentially split that off and do that separate, but I have to look.
Now this, that's one thing is with this type of software, the user and the licensing is very, very strictly controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, I mean, the manufacturers make sure of that, you know,
mm-hmm.
so in case, you know, somebody tries to, you know, try to utilize it again somewhere down the road, if they somehow somebody got a hold of our copy and they see, you know, they call in or they try and send some files in and they look at the software and they see our serial number up there,
mm-hmm.
then it raises red flags. Because
So we do that. I think what you were looking for and what probably makes the most sense is the unsecured working capital program. Now, that really just varies. We look at a lot of different factors, so we'll look at time in business, credit, and the industry that you're in when approving for this type of loan.
Yeah.
Usually we'll see it ranges anywhere from 3 months out to a couple of years for repayment terms. So are you comfortable with, do you have to have the longest term, or are you okay with 1 year? What is something that you are kind of comfortable with?
Well, it depends on the amount, but I would definitely like to see at least 1 year, if not 18 months.
Okay.
No more than 18 months.
Okay. Okay.
Because, again, this is, you know, this is an R&D endeavor, and God forbid if this stuff doesn't work out, like we've got, then, you know, we're going to have to start from square one, and I've got, you know, then I've got $24,000 worth of hardware here that I got to, you know, what am I going to do with it? But,
right.
Okay.
So that's fine. That's perfect. Now, in terms of the repayment, it'll range anywhere from about 10 cents on the dollar to it could be 25 cents on the dollar, anywhere in between. Usually, it just depends on the term you pick. So usually a longer term will result in more interest being paid, but most of our loans you can pay off early as well and get a discount. And it is a business loan, so it goes on your business credit, so you'll be able to write off the interest as well. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, but you're saying about 10 cents on the dollar?
That's correct. So it's not an APR. Well, it's an unsecured loan, so it's pretty standard for that type of financing. That's what you'll usually see out there.
What would you like to, I mean, let's say you wanted security. What, I mean, you're talking collateral, right?
Yes, and the only collateral that we would actually use, I don't know if it'll apply to your particular industry or business, but sometimes we will use like heavy machinery, yellow iron, large pieces of equipment like that have really good market value. They hold their value.
We're not construction and anything like that. So.
Yeah. So for this, we really are just looking at the revenue of the business, and we're banking on the fact that because you consistently do X amount of dollars every month, you are going to pay us back on this loan. Because if you don't, and this does happen, we have nothing to go after. There's nothing. So we, you know, lose out on that loan, which could be a lot of money. And that's why you'll see the rates are higher. But what you need to really look at is, what are you going to use these funds for? What kind of return do you anticipate? And then, you know, see if it's going to make sense. I know we have an approval for you. I just have to work out the final numbers, which I should have in 1 hour, because I need to go back because I had you down as only 50% owner. And then I'm going to give you a few different options. We can play around with the numbers if we need to. And from there, this could be funded in a day or two. So that'll pretty much be it.
Okay. Yeah. Did you got my message last week I called, right?
Yeah, and then I called. Okay. We had actually had a work event, so we had left early for the day. And then I called and left you a message, I think, yesterday. You were out. Oh, no, you were out, but the gentleman had answered the phone, so I couldn't leave a message, so I sent you an email.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did get the email. It says when's the best time to talk.
So,
well,
yeah, I apologize for that back and forth. But what I also want to do is, what are some of the term like the loan amounts that you would like to see numbers on. I think we could potentially go up to, the highest amount would probably be $65,000 to $70,000. And so I don't know if you need that amount or if you want to see a couple different options. I'd like to give you a few different things to look at.
Well, again, the other item that I'd been speaking with you about a little bit is,
uh-huh.
you know, having to bring someone on board in a marketing position or sales
right.
position. And, you know, I've been doing this long enough, and I know that, you know, these people don't pay for themselves right away.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for us, you know, there's a period where you have to train the person, and it could be, you know, by the time we see an initial return on investment or this person starts to pay for themselves,
right,
might be 6 months,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, that's like, I mean, with benefits and everything and salary, I'm looking at least like $50,000 for that. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's doable, but, you know, that's really my other key thing that I want to do, you know. So.
Okay. So do you want me to give you the highest amount you're approved for and then a second number as well that might be lower? It's completely up to you.
Why don't we do that? Let's see, and we can weigh it, and then we can definitely go from there.
Okay. How about like 50 yeah. and 70? It's like a good starting point, maybe.
Yeah, because that'll take care of everything we need to do initially. You
okay.
know, I think, you know, let's say I can get someone off and running for 5 months. You know, they better, you know, after 6 months, they better start paying for themselves or, you know.
Yeah.
Something's not
right. Okay.
Wrong.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. Give me about an hour. I will send you over what I have, and then we can discuss that further and see if you want to see any other options, and we can play around with the numbers if we need to.
Now, let me ask you, let me just bear with me. You spell your name, Nicolle?
One L.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? This is another reason why I think it's been hard. You've been sending these to my personal email, which is fine, but
mm-hmm.
I won't see my personal email for 2 days. You
know? Oh, no, okay.
Yeah.
This is what it's on file. Let me update it with a different email. Give me one sec here. Okay, what's a good email for you?
First initial, last name, so RNAUMAN.
Okay.
@ hydroscientificwest.com. And I can spell it if you need me to.
Hydroscientificwest.com. Okay, got it.
Yeah, that,
okay.
that way if I'm sitting here, I get it immediately.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize for that. Yeah, I'm just using the one we have here on file, so.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I mean, I try and check my personal stuff, like, you know, in the evening, so that's probably another reason why it's hard to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I apologize for that.
That's all right.
Well, perfect. So, I will send that over here within the hour, and then we can go from there. And then, ideally, what is your time frame for getting the funds if it all worked out?
Oh, probably by mid to next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
First part of next week, mid part of next week, because,
yeah.
you know, that's the thing. I've got this instrumentation that we've ordered and purchased is from Germany. So
oh, okay.
Yeah. I know they're going to start wanting their money quickly, so we're going to. All right.
So, did you pay for that already, or did you put a deposit down?
A little deposit, but they gave us terms.
Okay.
You know, we've been in business long enough. There's
yeah.
a lot of companies actually do want to do business with us, which is kind of neat, you know. But
yeah.
So they want to get instrumentation in our hands, so they'll put us on terms. But you know,
oh,
definitely, I gotta be careful about that as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds good. So I will go ahead and send this over, and I will send it to your work email. And then let's go from there. And then, of course, let me know if you have any questions.
Sure, we'll do.
Okay. All right, okay. Thanks so much. I'm glad we got in touch.
Yeah, thanks, Nicole. Appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.